The UN Secretary General has for weeks said he thinks war can be avoided, but his warnings about the situation are getting more dire.
With a concentration of Russian forces around Ukraine, I am deeply concerned about heightened tensions and increased speculation about a military conflict in Europe. I still think it will not happen, but if it did, it would be catastrophic.
Sitting with the German Foreign Minister, Annalena Baerbock, the US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, was again asked about the prospect of war.
The differences have to be resolved through dialogue, through diplomacy. We are deeply concerned that that is not the path that Russia has embarked on.
The mayor of Kiev, Vitaly Klitschko, was in the audience.
We're ready to fight. We're ready to defend our families, our states, our cities, our citizens. We need support.
A point clearly aimed at Germany, which has not been supplying weapons to Ukraine, a position the foreign minister said was based on her country's history.
Our responsibility after the Second World War was that never again from Germany there will be war and never again there will be genocide.
The discussion was moderated by the incoming chairman of the Munich Security Conference. Christoph Heusgen is his country's former ambassador to the UN and was Chancellor Merkel's foreign policy advisor. Ambassador, the big question, is there going to be a war?
I think nobody knows. I don't know if Putin himself knows. He's playing his games. He is one day saying that now we want to go into negotiations. He says there was never he never had any intentions. And then you are following right now that when you look at the Donbas, you see that the number of ceasefire violations is skyrocketing.
On Saturday here in Munich, the British Prime Minister flies in, the US Vice President and the Ukrainian President are supposed to speak, and there'll be a meeting of the G7 foreign ministers on this growing crisis. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, Munich.